You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What we see from Census 2018 is that we've had a significant undercount for our population, and that undercount isn't equal. So we know that we've got a particular lack of data collected on the count for our Māori population, around about 68%, with some completed information, and also a lack of information collected from our Pacific population, so around about 65% in the forms completed from 2018 census. So we've got some challenges with our counts and some unequal challenges around those counts for the population that we really need most accurate and robust data for.
And I guess just some context, I mean the last census that was undertaken was 2013, right? So, and to my understanding, you don't always do get everybody, but 2018 is the problem is that it was significantly lower than normal.
Yeah, that's right. And the 2018 census took a different approach. So it took a digital first approach with people filling out their census forms online, and there was less of an emphasis on having backups available, so paper-based forms available, and people going door-to-door in order to support completion of the census forms.
So it's quite clear, actually, what was lacking.
Yeah, the review that was released yesterday has some really strong recommendations that there was some areas lacking in the design phase and in partnering with our Māori and Pacific communities in the design phase. Also some issues with the lack of the testing of the approach and the lack of having some, you know, backups or some buffers available when things didn't go so right.
There's a specific, significantly lower response rate in that Māori and Pacifica numbers. Is this, why have we seen this?
Well, I think what we've realised is that the approach to the 2018 census didn't work so well for those communities. There's also geographic regions where there are issues, and there's also sort of characteristics within the counts that we are missing. So what we're finding is that the approach for 2018 census really didn't work for everybody.
And the census is really important just knowing kind of, you know, who we've got in our country, I suppose, and what everyone's doing and what they need, right? So the census can be quite important, one, for drawing electoral lines, but also in allocating funding. Is that true?
That's absolutely right. So the census data and the counts from the census data are used for the planning and the funding of our services that really make a difference to our population. And those services are things like health and education and our social sector, as you described. And we really need to get that right if we are going to achieve well-being and equity in Aotearoa.
So what happens now? Because if obviously the account from 2013 isn't going to provide us a very accurate or realistic picture of our population, but if we have a non-accurate picture from, you know, a more recent count, what do we do?
Yeah, you're right. So there are two, I think, important issues, at least two important issues to discuss here. First is the count issue. And so what has been done by Stats New Zealand and by others advising Stats New Zealand is figuring out a way where the gaps in the count can be filled. So those gaps are being filled by using previous census data or by using other data like administrative data from our integrated data infrastructure where administrative data from our hospital records and other records are collected. So we can fill some of those gaps in our counts. Whether we're filling those gaps with appropriate and accurate data is another question, and whether we have the appropriate ethical arrangements around the use of that data is also another question. So that's kind of the big picture questions around the counts and the gaps and how we fill those. But then there's also really important missing information around the characteristics of our population over and above what we've seen missing in the count. So we may well have be able to fill some of the overall counts and the electoral boundaries, for example, but we can't replace the information that's collected in the census about things like families and households and smoking status and other things that are collected from our population as a whole that we can't backfill from any other information sources. And that's going to be a problem moving forward.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I think it's really important that we carry on these conversations. That what's happened with the release of this review is people maybe are now thinking a little bit more about what the census means and about what information is collected on them by them and how that information is used and how it's governed.
These are problems that are just kind of going to be ongoing, right? Specifically to the 2018 census, this is something that, we might solve something and then next year something else will come up that, we've missed and that sort of thing. Is it kind of likely that they will attempt to fix these things, but we will just eventually have to do another census?
I absolutely agree that this will be ongoing, and so we can't go back now. We've got gaps in the census and we're having to fill them with data, and we need to absolutely understand the challenges, the inaccuracies, the potential discrimination involved in backfilling that data. And we will need to do another census. I think the review did recommend a census in 2023. And we will need to get that right from the very beginning, from the design phase, all the way through, including testing and including Māori governance and involvement of Pacific communities and others that are most affected.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.